Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hi, Fred Nelson for Community Comment. It was heartening to see that Memorial Day services were held in so many locations in Humboldt this year. Thanks to all of you who participated. Even though the memorial is designated for those in the military who have fallen over the years, the memories also extend to those family members who are also gone now and have given so much to the family unit through the many kinds of deeds, both large and small. One of the highlights of this year's Memorial Day remembrances was the revitalization of the Eureka Myrtle Grove Cemetery. Thanks to the efforts of volunteers, the cemetery has been revitalized and an organized program was presented. As one of the organizers, Milton Fagley, stated, it has been over 40 years since the last Memorial Day program was presented. Milton Fagley, whom I happen to know, is an example of the kind of person that we need to help preserve history and in our local community. He is also a valued member of the Humboldt Pioneer Society. And speaking of the past Memorial Day services held at Myrtle Grove, I do remember one that I attended as a member of the Boy Scouts of America. The year had to be about 1939. As we were forming up in preparation for the procession, I noticed two elderly uniformed gentlemen taking their places in front of us. Yes, they were the first and last Civil War veterans I had ever seen. As to the future of Myrtle Grove Cemetery, I hope that the interest in preserving it will continue to grow. I don't know how many founders of Eureka are located there, but I am sure that there are a number. And don't forget those 205 veterans that also are laid to rest there. A local newspaper picture and accompanying article caught my attention the other day. A dozen local high school students were recognized as high climbers by the North Coast Forest Industry. Each one was honored for his or her hard work and perseverance. They have overcome personal and family hardships to complete their high school education and are striving to further their formal education. To read the headlines and captions makes one feel good about young people, but in order to fully appreciate their worth, you have to read what is written about each individual student. To be faced with adversity at such young ages and still maintain control of oneself is admirable, to say the least. When you hear disparaging remarks about our youth and their bearing on the future of our country, take a moment and remember these 12 people and their positive outlook on life. As an elderly senior, I am one of those who sometimes does not give enough credit to the new generation. I hope to improve my outlook concerning youth in general during the years that I have left. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.